Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/AmITheBadGuy, where Reddit causes a divorce. Just a quick disclaimer, I have a bit of a cold this week, so I'm sorry if I sound congested. Will I be the bad guy if I took my son and his friends out for his birthday instead of my wife and stepdaughters? I'm a 42-year-old man and I have 3 kids. My son Isaac is 12, almost 13, and I had him with my ex, who's no longer in the picture. Then I also have my twin stepdaughters from my wife's previous relationship, Emma and Ava, who are 7. Isaac's 13th birthday is coming up next week, and he said that he wants to go to the movies and asked if he could bring 2 friends along. I agreed, and we planned a day of fun, arcade, pizza, and a movie. These were all activities that I know my son and his friends, who are all nerdy middle school boys, would enjoy. When I told my wife about our plans, she suggested that we should have a family outing instead, and proposed a local kiddie play place that my stepdaughters apparently love. I said that Isaac and his friends would be very disappointed, and that he wouldn't have fun at a kiddie play place. She tried to convince me that Isaac could still have fun there because there was an arcade, which really is just 2 claw machines, a pinball table, and a small Dance Dance Revolution machine. She also said that since Isaac sees his friends at school every day, family time should be prioritized over friends. I told her that it was unfair to force Isaac to spend his birthday at a kiddie play place instead of with his friends. She accused me of favoritism and of not loving my stepdaughters as much as Isaac. This hit me pretty hard because I grew up with a stepfather who neglected me in favor of his own kids. And I've been trying my hardest to be the father figure I never had. I've been spiraling down a rabbit hole of doubt about my own choices, so for the sake of my own sanity, will I be the bad guy? Then, later that same day, OP posted an update. First of all, I just want to thank everyone who commented on my last post for opening my eyes. People said that there was more to my wife, Erica, than I knew. Y'all said that I should talk to my son about what went on behind my back, and I did. I regret not doing so earlier. Yesterday, my son had the day off school, and I took the day off work. After Erica left to go to her job and drive the girls to school, I sat my son down, and starting gently, I asked him about what Erica was like when I wasn't around. I work pretty late, so this happens fairly often. At first, he was vague, and he hesitated to say anything bad about Erica. This set me on high alert, as it reminded me vividly of a similar conversation from my own childhood, and I assured him that he could be truthful with me. After some reassurance, he finally started talking about what she was really like. Here's a list of just a few of the things he told me about Erica. He wasn't allowed to go to his friend's house down the street, which I normally allow because we've known this family for years. He was berated and yelled at for spending time alone in his room. He was berated and yelled at for not playing with the twins. He was forced to watch the twins while Erica ran errands, and she was apparently gone for hours. He was told that I would be angry with him if he didn't obey her or spoke badly of her to me. I again reassured him that I was not angry or upset with him. Needless to say, it was an emotional conversation. I'm feeling very guilty that this all happened under my nose. I'm blown away that the woman I thought was the love of my life could do that to my son. I married a woman who is just like my stepfather, and I don't know how to come to terms with this. We went out to lunch to wind down and spend some more quality time together. When we got back, I had him pack a suitcase in case we had to leave. I also packed a suitcase. I was so furious with Erica. I never wanted to see her again. More importantly, I never wanted her in the same house as my son. Erica arrived home with the twins and was shocked to see me waiting for her at the table. I sent the twins to their room. My son was already standing by in his own room, and I gestured for her to sit down. I confronted her about her treatment of my son. At first, she tried to say that he was making things up for attention, that he was jealous of the twins for getting some of my love. I shut her down. She then pivoted to the, "He's older, so he needs to sacrifice for his younger sister's" angle, which I also shut down. As a last-ditch effort, she again accused me of not loving the twins. I then got really angry at her because, as all of you pointed out, she was using my childhood trauma to manipulate me. In the end, she admitted to favoring her daughters, but said that it wasn't wrong because every mother has their own kid's best interests at heart. And why would I care about a kid who isn't mine? My blood ran ice cold. I texted my son to get his suitcase and go to the car, and I calmly told my wife that she could expect to be contacted by a divorce lawyer soon. I'm staying with my son in a hotel right now, looking at apartments, divorce lawyers, and child therapists in our area. I'm angry, I'm sad, but mostly I'm disappointed in myself for letting it go on for so long. I hope my son can forgive me one day, even though I'm sure I don't deserve it. I wish the best for your daughters, but screw you, Erica!
Oh man, Reddit caused a divorce?
Well, not caused a divorce, helped OP realize that he should have gotten divorced. And I agree wholeheartedly, OP. You're better off without her. I'm giving you and your son 0 out of 5 bad guys. I'm giving Erica 3.5 out of 5 bad guys. Am I the bad guy for being embarrassed of my girlfriend's cosplay? I'm a 25-year-old man, and my girlfriend, who's 24, had a double mastectomy 5 years ago. She had breast cancer, and thankfully made a full recovery. Unlike a lot of women, she didn't have any reconstructive surgery. This was before I met her. I'm a big anime nerd, and last weekend I invited her to a small anime con with me. She's seen a few episodes of my favorite shows, but she's not into anime. She does like cosplay though, and she works seasonally as a special effects artist at a haunted house near us. So when I asked her to go to the con with me, she asked if she could cosplay, and I said sure. She got very excited and said that I was going to love her costume. So I'll admit, I thought that she was going to do something sexy for me. Well, not exactly. The day of the convention comes, and she showed up at my house cosplaying Dobby from My Hero Academia, specifically a look that he has later in the manga. It's a long white coat over white pants with no shirt. Her entire chest was exposed, and she'd obviously spent hours applying burn makeup. She has short hair that she dyes constantly. This time, she bleached it white and dyed a few red streaks. I wasn't expecting her to show up without a shirt. Her burn scar makeup only covered half her chest, so you could clearly see her mastectomy scar. It wasn't a very attractive costume, especially since she'd gone all out with the scars and made them look raised and kind of realistic. We went to the convention, and while a lot of people came up to take photos with her, I noticed several others looking at her chest. That evening, she said that I'd been quiet all day, and I honestly told her that I was a little embarrassed that she was flaunting her mastectomy scar like that. She got mad at me and said that she was making the best of her situation and said that I was being insensitive, and she's been distant ever since. I'm starting to feel guilty. Am I the bad guy? Oh man, the top comment from Euthanasia says this better than I could.
Oh, how dare your girlfriend not have a pretty little cosplay outfit? Obviously, she hasn't gotten the message that her only worth is if she caters to your male gaze. End sarcasm. Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, OP, this is pretty disgusting, to be honest.
Instead of feeling ashamed by her mastectomy scars, she's like celebrating her body and who she is, and she chose a cosplay outfit that wasn't designed to be sexy to you, but she wants to do it because she wants to do it. And your response is to trash on her and make her feel ashamed of her scars? She's a cancer survivor and lost both her breasts, and your response is, "Yeah, but I'm embarrassed by the way you look, sweetie, so shouldn't you cover up?" This is, in my opinion, a super clear deal breaker. OP, I'm giving you, I think 4 out of 5 bad guys, to be honest. That might be too harsh. I don't know. That's kind of where my heart's telling me right now. I'm giving her 0 out of 5 bad guys.
Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for, how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/RSLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Will I be the bad guy for spraying some kid with my garden hose daily after he walks all over our lawn? I'm a 37-year-old man, and I live with my wife, who's 37, my son, who's 9, and my daughter, who's 11. Recently, there's been this kid who comes by our house after playing soccer and either rides his bike or walks all over the lawn with his cleats on his way home. It started out as me giving him stern looks whenever I saw him. Then it slowly progressed to me asking him to just go around my property. The last time I asked him to stop, he made a point to stomp extra hard and twist his feet into the grass to piss me off. Since then, I've just been hosing him. The first time I sprayed him with the hose, he ran off. But then, for some reason, he just started standing there while I hose him like he enjoys it. It's now progressed to me sitting on my lawn chair, pointing my hose at him, and him just staring at me while he does so. Sometimes we even make small talk. I'm not gonna lie, it started off as a really bitter relationship, but I've actually gotten to know the kid quite well. We talk for maybe like 15 to 20 minutes every day, and he doesn't seem to mind being hosed down after sweating hard playing soccer. He comes by daily, and we just shoot the shit while I hose him, and he stands there for a bit. My wife told me that I need to stop, and even after I explained it to her, she said that I'm making us look like childish idiots. I guess I could stop, but honestly, it's really funny waiting for him to come by, and I see no harm in this. Will I be the bad guy? Well, your wife's right that it does make you all look like childish idiots. However, I'm on your side, OP. This is just harmless, childish idiocy. This feels like this feels like the start of a movie somehow. Kind of getting Wes Anderson vibes, maybe? Anyways, OP, I'm giving everyone involved here 0 out of 5 bad guys. I guess I could give the kid like 1 out of 5 bad guys for his initial trashing of your lawn, but now it seems like you guys are in some kind of completely equal Mexican standoff involving a water hose. So I guess all's well that ends well? Am I the bad guy for embarrassing my cousin and getting us kicked out of a restaurant? I'm a 25-year-old woman and I don't have kids yet. I never really wanted kids growing up, but I figure I'll eventually have kids in the future once I get my life together.
My cousin Sarah, who's 29, has two badly behaved kids from a previous relationship and a newborn baby with her boyfriend MJ, who's 40. Last night, my mother, sister, Sarah, and I went to a sushi restaurant, and this was my first time having sushi. As we ordered, I had a hard time using the chopsticks. My cousin started obnoxiously laughing. The waiter came over and asked me if I wanted training wheels, which is a little plastic item that attaches to the chopsticks and helps you hold them in place. My cousin laughed and said, "Sorry about her. She constantly embarrasses herself and us." I just gave her the side eye and put the training wheels on. When it was time to order desserts, her boyfriend MJ finally joined us, claiming that he had been busy. My cousin went on to tell her boyfriend how stupid and slow I was for not knowing how to use chopsticks, and how the waiters and everyone around now know that I'm an embarrassment. My mom asked her what her problem was, and she goes on this rant about how I'm so embarrassing, and that it's no wonder that I'm jealous of me being a mother, and no one wants to have kids with you. I finally had enough and said, "I don't have kids because I don't want them to come out like you're rude pieces of garbage. And you're calling me an embarrassment? Didn't MJ just have a baby with his ex-wife? Your baby literally has a sibling that's 1 week apart from her. You, oh my God. You probably learned how to use chopsticks by eating his wife's leftovers. Ooh, ouch! Oh, burn! Oh, that stings! I guess when she was attacking me, it was fine because everyone turned on me. It got so loud that management had to get involved. Sarah was screaming and crying. MJ was yelling at me, and my mom and sister were berating me for being mean. Management brought the bill out and told us to please pay it and leave. My mom paid the entire bill, but my sister said that I'm the butthole for embarrassing Sarah and getting us kicked out, and how she's probably been going through postpartum depression. Now, I don't know if I went too far, seeing as she's probably going through some post-baby stress. Am I the bad guy? Okay, OP, this is a great story, thank you for sharing, but you forgot the most important detail. How was the sushi? You said it was your first time. Did you like the sushi? Was it good? OP, you're just gonna leave us hanging? Anyways, OP, that burn was amazing. That was incredibly funny. And while I am mostly on your side, because I don't know why your sister was being up your butt about chopsticks. Like, who cares about chopsticks? She was being so mean for no reason. Now, that being said, I think you did escalate this point to like an unreasonable level. Well, did you? She started with the chopsticks, but then she said that no one wants to have a baby with you and that you're jealous. Okay, yeah, I take it back. You did not escalate. She escalated to this level on her own, and you just returned the same energy. So I'm on your side, OP. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 bad guys. I'm giving your sister 2 out of 5 bad guys. Am I the bad guy for yelling at a kid for crawling under my table at a restaurant? My friend Jack and I, after a long, stressful week, like to go to the local pizza place. It's not fine dining by any stretch of the imagination, but there are booths and tables of people sitting down. I see a large table near us of like 10 people, a few couples and a bunch of small kids between like 4 and 8 years old. The kids are running around the restaurant being loud while the adults are drinking wine and eating their pizza. I ignore the commotion for like 20 minutes, when suddenly I feel like a hand on my leg and one of the little kids is crawling under Jack and Mai's table. I wasn't thinking and snapped at the kid and said, "Get away from our table!" And the kid ran away and burst into tears. One of the parents at the other table came over and started tearing into me about, "You're being cranky and mean, and how dare you yell at my kid who is just playing." Meanwhile, her and the other middle-aged 40-something parents are letting their kids run amok and be loud and obnoxious while my friend and I are trying to enjoy a night out. I ripped her a new one and said, "How entitled do you need to be to think that it's okay to let your kids just crawl around other people's tables?" She called me a butthole and walked away in a huff. Super easy verdict, OP. You get 0 out of 5 bad guys. The parents, who were clearly not parenting, get 1.5 out of 5 bad guys. That was r/AmItheA, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at cosi.org.